declared for the NBA draft in the last 24 hours, I got a chance to see Keon Johnson about three different times in high school. I went up with a very good friend of mine, Mark Griffin, to see him in Bellbuckle. He played at Webb and came away going, holy cow, this guy is the real deal. And yesterday, he did declare for the NBA draft, and he joins us by phone. Keon, not only were you pretty good that night, but so was the Bellbuckle Cafe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
First of all, congratulations. Tell me about the decision-making process. Was it hard?
I feel like the process was a little bit difficult for me, just because I didn't know whether I wanted to stay or I should go, but luckily I have the right support system around me, and it made that decision a lot easier.
Without giving away any trade secrets, as you were thinking through it, what were the things that you kind of had to decide through?
Just if I came back another year, my stock, I'm just worried about that. And then just wanting to grow as a player, I felt like I learned a lot during my first year at the University of Tennessee under Coach Rick Barnes, but I also felt, too, that I was ready for my game to grow even more and just taking that next step.
I'm guessing, going back to my night at Bellbuckle Cafe, that this is sort of what you wanted all along, was this chance. This really has to feel good.
Yeah, it feels amazing just knowing that the hard work that you put in is starting to pay off. But now that I've somewhat made it to my goal, now it's time to succeed my goal.
Yeah, tell people, now that you've made the decision, what things go on now before you ever play in an NBA game, summer camps, that kind of stuff? What all will you end up doing?
A lot of summer workouts. There will be times where I fly out to different cities to train for different teams. It's just a lot of workouts, a lot of time to yourself to help get you ready for that next level feeling.
I'm going to ask you one more question, and then Terry McCormick and Jack Gentry will ask a few. How hard is it? Because I wouldn't know this. I couldn't star at the Green Hills Y. But how hard is it when you're playing college basketball to not pay attention to all the various, you know, experts who are saying, okay, Keon will be the seventh or he'll be the ninth, and somebody hiccups and you're the tenth? How hard is it to block all that out?
For me, it's not really hard. If you go on my social media, I'm not really active on social media. So there's people trying to get at me different ways, and I just tune all that out just to focus on basketball.
By the way, for what it's worth, before I send you over to Terry McCormick, I think you made the right decision.
Thank you.
Yeah, that and a dime would be worth a cup of coffee. Terry, say hello to Keon Johnson.
Keon, congratulations. Great to talk to you. I know one of the first things that I wanted to ask you was, you know, NBA life for a young guy like yourself can be a circus if you're not grounded and under control and those sorts of things. How much, you talked a little bit in your decision of leaving Tennessee about your family and their influence and their impact on you. How much did that help prepare you for this big step you're about to take?
It certainly prepared me for this next big step. As a man, I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready for this challenge. It's a lot that I'll have to do to adapt to it, but in the long run, I feel like I'll be okay.
And then, obviously, Jaden Springer, your Vols teammate, also a freshman, has decided to enter the NBA draft. How much did you guys discuss that? Maybe not during the season because you were focused on trying to do as much as you could for the Vols, but after the season, how much conversation did you and Jaden have with each other regarding the decisions that you made?
We had fairly a handful of quick conversations of just what we thought of the process and just how we seen ourselves in the future.
And then one last one from me before I turn you over to Jack. As far as the NBA and, you know, your game and all, is there anybody that you kind of model your game after? Is there anybody that the scouts and other people say, hey, he compares favorably to this guy or that guy?
On the defensive end, I feel like I kind of model my game after Kawhi Leonard, just being active on the ball and off the ball. For an offensive standpoint, I feel that my game is a lot similar to Donovan Mitchell.
And I'll say this, Jack. I watched Donovan Mitchell last night, 40-plus in a game against Phoenix. Keon, if you get to that, good for you. Man, I hope you do. Jack, say hello to Keon.
What's going on, Keon? Congratulations on your big decision. The whole state of Tennessee is really going to be behind you as you take this next step. I want to ask you, just, I know this draft process can be tedious and you know, a lot at times, but you've had guys like Darius Garland come from the mid-state and make a similar jump, and some former Vols, Admiral Schofield, Grant Williams, Jordan Bone, have all done the same thing. Have you reached out and talked to any of them about this?
No, I have not. I haven't reached out to many of those guys.
My next question, I guess, would be, you know, there's different mock drafts, and everyone has everybody slated differently. But was there a favorite team of yours or a team you'd really like to go to? I know that a lot of people are going to give you may do the agent speak or whatever, but there's got to be one team that you grew up pulling for that you kind of in the back of your mind, you're like, man, I'd love to be drafted by them.
I didn't really grow up watching basketball. Being all into basketball, I was more into baseball. So I really couldn't answer that question. But, I mean, as of right now, as of today, I feel that the team that I want to go to would be a team that is high on player development. That way my game is constantly growing, as well as me getting the minutes that I'd like to get to show what I'm capable of doing.
And the conversation, did you have a conversation with Rick Barnes where at the end you really felt like, you know what, I'm going to the draft, this is the decision that I'm ready to make?
My dad had a conversation with Coach Barnes to help with the decision.
Hey, Keon, before we let you go, I didn't know this until yesterday, but you know Mark Griffin and I are good friends, and he told me about your love of baseball. Talk to me about that. When did it go from baseball to hoops?
I started getting more focused on basketball the summer of my sophomore year. My high school team, we ended up we had a team, but we weren't as competitive as I had expected. So I had used that spring going into the summer to help with me getting better in basketball, because that was the start of the recruiting period for my class.
What was your baseball position?
I was a shortstop.
So you could go in the hole, toss them out. Tell me you were a Braves fan.
I was. I'm a Chipper Jones fan.
You know what? Right there is all the reason we need to root for this guy.
His draft stock is rising.
Oh,
as we speak.
Let me tell you what, he just went from wherever he was to 1, 2, or 3. That's all he had to throw out there. So, Keon.
How much did George pay you to say that?
Terry, you're so jealous. See, he's smart enough not to be a Yankee fan. And Keon, first of all, having watched you 2 or 3 times in high school, I'm really thrilled for you. I know through Mark what great parents you have. Just know that we're congratulating you and that we're excited for you. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's do it again sometime down the road.
Okay, for sure.
Keon Johnson, nice young man. I know that he's got terrific parents, and I know that this is never an easy deal. Jack, I can't even imagine the kind of pressure you live through to go through that.
Oh, yeah. Being, he's not 20 yet, and you've got to make such a big life decision. And not only that, but in a few months on down the road, once the NBA season wraps up and the draft's complete, there's going to be a franchise really leaning on you to kind of turn the tables for those guys.
Then, Terry, you were so unprofessional, so jealous. You should be ashamed. But you know what? You're not, and that's the bad thing.
Oh, George. I knew as soon as that came out of his mouth, you were like, oh.
Hey, he's on my All-Star team now. So let me ask you this. Did you ever see him in high school?
I did not, but I hear he was unbelievable.
Well, first of all, you got to go to Bell Buckle Cafe. That's where all the good stuff starts. And secondly, he was a terrific player. I mean, it didn't take, you know, it didn't take a big talent evaluation on my end to say, whoa, this guy is the real deal. I mean, anybody that knows anything about basketball could watch him on the high school level and say, wow, really impressive. So good for him. Let me tell you what we're going to do after the break. First of all, we're going to go to a Masters update in about 35 seconds. The opening round is going on right now at Augusta National. Then when we come out of that break, Keon's AAU coach and a great friend of mine, former University of Tennessee star Mark Griffin, is going to join us. He'll kind of talk to us about what does a player go through when they've got this kind of a decision. Because in Keon's case, it might have been pretty easy. He's a lottery pick no matter how you slice it. Now let's go to Augusta.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. There will not be any tournament scoring records this week, not with lightning-fast greens and the wind starting to howl. Dustin Johnson hit 20 under par on his way to victory in the fall. He was just trying to save par at 16 today in the first round.
Maybe not quite as fast as he believes as he starts at left, ball now turning right, but he stands up as that one just didn't have enough pace to hold its line. And although bogey is always disappointing, bogey here at 16 could have been a lot worse. TJ will make bogey. He'll drop back to even par on the opening round.
Mark Carnevale, the call on Sirius XM. So DJ at level par, that's just three shots off the pace, set by Brian Harman, Hideki Matsuyama, and Mark Leishman, all at three under. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
Oh, come on! There it is.
In golf, the right adjustments can make all the difference. We feel the same way about financial planning. With Fidelity Wealth Management, your dedicated advisor will work with you to create a personalized plan for your full financial picture. And as your needs change, they'll help you make adjustments so you can stay on target. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a train that just hit a car.
Sir, what is your location? Look around for a street sign, sir.
It's 8th and Orchard. 8th and Orchard.
Okay, very good. 8th and Orchard. Sir, help is on the way.
Why would he do that? The train still hasn't stopped. You have to get there now.
At a railway crossing, even if the engineer sees you and hits the brakes, it can take a mile for the train to stop. And for you, that's too late. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, The golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website, virtualnashvilleflea market.com, to get more details. And for more information, visit the website, thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market. Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com. Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 76. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Friday's going to be sunny, but we can't rely on a stray afternoon thunderstorm or high 82. Widespread thunderstorm Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
2:22 is the time as we welcome all of you back. So it is big news in the state of Tennessee. Keon Johnson, young man from Bellbuckle, Tennessee, makes the decision, first of all, to go to the University of Tennessee, where he almost instantly is slotted as a lottery pick. And the truth of it is, every last one of us would have made the decision he made because there's an awful lot of money involved in that. His AAU coach is a former Vol and a good friend of mine, Mark Griffin, who joins us by phone. Mark, did I pick up the tab at Bellbuckle at the cafe?
George, that would be negative.
No.
Doesn't sound like something you do.
I mean, you've got a good memory. When's the last time you did pick up a tab, George?
I believe it was when Chipper Jones was a Brave.
There you go. Yeah. And how many years ago was that?
It's been a while. So, Mark, first of all, you know this better than anybody. He had a great base of support with terrific parents.
Oh, no doubt. The good thing about Keon's journey so far is he's surrounded himself with a loving family, coaching staff at Well Bellbuckle, the coaching staff from EAB, just had himself a small group of people that just cared for his best interest. And I think it's really important when you're going through this growth process and the pressure that comes about. I mean, he didn't ask to be a five-star player. And when you are deemed or tabbed a five-star player, you have these expectations that are through the roof to perform at a high level every time you step on the court, fair or unfair. I mean, he worked hard to earn the accolades that he did. But it's a lot of pressure on a young kid. And Keon, you know, I mean, I heard his interview. I mean, he just turned 19 years old. And I kept thinking, man, he did such a great job for just a kid. And especially what he's getting ready to go into now. He's got himself surrounded by a good group. And plus, he's a mature individual. So I think he will make this transition very smoothly.
As a former coach of his, did he ever say to you, what do I need to do?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, what Keon was a student of the game. He always looked for ways to improve. And people first noticed his talent by how hard he played on the defensive end. And he just wanted to really exceed in that area because that was effort. And then, you know, working to improve his offensive game through his athleticism. He's still, you know, obviously a work in process or progress now. That's the take on him is, you know, being able to have an improved jump shot. But as you know, even Donovan Mitchell that he referred to has parts of their game they're still working on. And he's aware. And that's the thing is he's hungry to learn. But he's always been a student of the game. Funny story, anytime we would play a game, he would always look in the other layup line for the opponent to find the best player. He would come over and say, hey, Coach Griff, I want to guard number five. I'm like, why? He goes, because he's our best player. He always seeked out the best players with the other team because he wanted to compete and he hates to lose.
Mark, for people who don't remember, not only were you Keon's AAU coach, but you were a former University of Tennessee assistant going back into the Wade Houston era. So when a player and a head coach meet, and you know the head coach deep down wants to say, listen, you need to stay three more years because I need you. How hard is that when you walk into Rick Barnes and, you know, you're asking, Coach, what should I do? Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, George and guys. It is tough, especially for Coach Barnes. But he all along has had a game plan for the entire team first and then Keon individually. But I put team first because their goals obviously was to win an SEC championship, you know, go on to the NCAAs and farewell there with the goal of winning an NCAA championship naturally. And it didn't happen. But then there were the individual goals that you go through with each student athlete. So, you know, he mapped those out. You map those out with your kids as far as expectations and opportunities. So it's something that I know Coach Barnes has spoke to with him and mainly his family, but at the same time, it was not spoken too much about NBA because that's a distraction. I know for me, I think I mentioned NBA one time in 4 years up until when the season was over because you know, you want to focus on the everything that's at hand now, and that's far as getting better and doing the right thing, going to class. But it's tough for Coach Barnes, but at the same time, when you recruit players like that, you know that there's an opportunity that you're going to lose guys to the pros like he did with Jaden Springer, with Keon. And if Kennedy Chandler's everything that you read about and everything that I've seen, because I've seen Kennedy play probably 10 times over the last couple of years, he'll have the same conversation with him to where he'll want to make him improve or put him in a position, obviously, to improve as a ball player and look to go after 1 year if the NBA comes calling.
Mark, you were the reason I knew that he had a real past background in baseball. Tell us something else about him that none of us would know.
Passion is his real passion, believe it or not, is fishing. We didn't get to talk about that today. But what's amazing, I'm not a fisherman, so I told him, I said, look, I'd love to learn, but you'll have to take the hook off the fish because I'm not touching it, you know, one of those types. That's how I am. But what's more important than just the fishing, it was the family gathering and the love, the teaching of fishing from grandfather to father to Keon to his brother and sister. It's a family event to where they spend time together and fish and then later, you know, clean the fish and cook and have, you know, all their relatives over, which they probably got many listening today, but in the Shelbyville area, and they'll do cookouts. I mean, I think about my childhood, and for you listeners, you think about your times with your family growing up and what moments you cherish. Mine were going to baseball games. We'd go to the Cardinals back then, living in West Tennessee. And I would, you know, fall in love with the Lou Brocks of the world, the Bob Gibsons, and follow their career. Well, with the Johnson family, it was the fishing outings and the times that they enjoyed as a family to grow close together.
Terry, none of this involves the Yankees, but say hello to Mark Griffin.
How are you, Mark?
Hey, Terry, great. Yourself?
I guess the first thing that, you know, I want to ask you about Keon is this. You know, he said that in his statement and then when he was on the air with us that it was a difficult decision to enter the NBA draft, but he ultimately felt like that's what he needed to do and what was best for him. What do you think was the part of him that was pulling him potentially to come back to Tennessee for another year?
Oh, no doubt. Unfulfilled expectations as a team. I don't think it's – if anybody that follows the Vols would say that they underachieved – during the postseason tournament in the NCAA would be obvious. And I know that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he hates to lose, and he didn't want to go out that way. So I feel, from my conversations, it was the ending that the team had, and you know, one could call it disappointing, or one could say, you know, it didn't rise up to the standards that were expected, because this was a team that, I believe, Terry was ranked fifth or sixth at one point in the season. So, you know, to finish the way they did, I know that he had thoughts of going out more as on the winning side than what he experienced with this team. Plus, you got to think back to the college experience that he went through. All of his classes, at least the majority of them, were online. I mean, you know, when we all went to school, we got to visit with students, hang out with student athletes, go to other events, you know, football games, or, you know, it could be volleyball game, lady ball games, or what have you. Well, you know, he didn't get to really experience a college life style that most people get to go through. And I'm sure he missed that, because there were several lost opportunities to network with fellow students and for him to get to know people, for them get to know him and the professors as well in an intimate manner. So I think that tugged at him. But when you look at the NBA draft, what a lot of people don't realize, they'll say, well, you should stay and come back another year. But the clock starts. And what I mean by that is Your second contract after your 4 years is the major contract. Your first contract can be up to 4 years. It's not too shady as well, but the second contract is what the NBA guys play for, because that's when you're really able to make the big money, and you can't get to that second contract until you get to the league.
And then my second question for you is this. And, you know, the time that Keon was there, you talked a little bit about how he wasn't able to develop relationships with fellow students and things like that. But can you talk about, I guess, the impact that Rick Barnes and his teammates had on him during his year at Tennessee? And what were some of the things you think that they brought to the table for him?
Well, first and foremost, if anyone watched Keon on TV or live, for the few people that were able to go to Thompson Bowling in the away games, is the strict disciplinarian manner in which Coach Barnes coached everyone. And when he would get in your face over a turnover, which, you know, that's one of Barnes' sticklers, and to see Keon and everyone on this team, and I give the whole team credit, to have that. I'm a really big body language person. I like to see if the student athlete's looking the coach in the eye, or is their head down and, you know, kicking the floor when they come off the playing field, but or the court. But one thing that I think he gained from Coach Barnes is how to handle someone who's a disciplinarian, and that's one of the reasons Keon went to Tennessee. He wanted to be coached, and he said all along, and Coach Barnes preached this, said, look, you know, you're going to be coached. And what he meant by that was you're going to be disciplined. I mean, everyone's going to coach, but there are coaches who are known in the space that, you know, are a little softer on the student athletes than others, but that's not what Barnes is. Now, not everyone can handle that, but Keon was the type of kid through his upbringing, and he could handle discipline because he's had it his whole life.
Is there a team or two that you think he would be, that he would fit best with his skill set that he could, in the NBA?
Wow, great question. I've researched as much as I can or could as far as fit, and I know that it's going to come out a little bit more in the near future when Keon goes through this process with his agency. But what the word on the street when you're talking to these mock draft people or NBA executives that are calling me, and some do just to get, you know, they're really doing an intense background check on every kid who goes through this process. It's amazing the amount of money the NBA spends to do background checks and the questions they ask. But to answer your question, some of the NBA teams that I know that expressed interest, Toronto and Washington were teams that stood out, and Oklahoma City.
Jack?
Man, seeing Keon on Toronto, I know they're down this year, but seeing him on that Toronto team, I think they could really make a big stride next year. Now, Mark, you've coached Keon. You've been around him. You know him and his game about as well as anybody. What aspect of his game, because he compared his defensive abilities to Kawhi Leonard and his offensive game to Donovan Mitchell. But in your opinion, what aspect of his game immediately translates to the NBA?
I think he could step on the court day one as a lockdown defender. Now, I'm not saying he's going to lock down Trae Young and hold or Donovan Mitchell to, you know, 10 points a game, but I think that he could be a difference maker on the defensive end immediately. He's probably, if not the best defensive player coming in the draft, he's number two. From what all I've heard and what's been shared, so that's the biggest accolade you hear. Now, if you turn the flip side and you say, what area does he need to work on the most? When you look at the NBA game now and how it's changed over the years, is you've got to be able to knock down a 3-point shot, and that's going to be an area of improvement. But that's one area that Keon is cognizant about. And is willing to work on, and will be, you know, going to a shooting coach here in the near future to work on that aspect of his game, and will continue to work on that aspect of his game moving forward, you know, for his whole career, actually.
And you heard him compare himself to, or parts of his game to a couple of big NBA stars. But in your opinion, in your mind, whose game do you think his most looks like at this point?
It's funny because I'm a Celtics fan, and I compare him to Jaylen Brown. Yep. And I tell you why. When Jaylen first came into the league, I think Keon was known as a better defender. But, you know, Jaylen just – he didn't light it up as much as he is now as far as his offensive side. But he's really worked on his game, and you can just see the game has slowed down for Jaylen over the last several years coming out of Cal. And with his athleticism as well, that's the first player that comes to mind. Now, there's been others that he's been compared to, but Jaylen Brown is the one that really stands out to me that his game mimics. But I think if you really were to ask Keon and him really tell you who his game mimics, he would probably want to say, you know, he want his game just to not mimic anyone, just to be his own individual, because that's how most guys are. But it was nice that he had the comparison, because I've never heard him mention Kawhi Leonard, but I didn't hear him. I've never known about Donovan Mitchell, so that's interesting. Now, what another side note: Donovan Mitchell, 45. Keon, 45. That's interesting as well.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. I love the Jaylen Brown comparison. They're both off-ball guards who can get it done on the defensive end, and whose athleticism really shines. And that's something that's big for me. While Keon's game is still raw and developing, just, you know, at an NBA level, he can lean on that athleticism that is very rare. And I know, I get it. Look, all NBA players are athletic, but Keon Johnson's do not grow on trees.
No, and that's right. And what's interesting too, and for the Kentucky fans, you know, they've witnessed this over the years, is you're drafted on upside. You know, you just, what I always hear is you just have to show flashes of greatness. You don't have to show as much consistency, but you have to show that there is flashes of greatness moving forward. And all these mock drafts, these executives, they see something in him. Now, there's a lot of Tennessee fans that are like, well, he should come back, you know, and unsolve business for next year. And I get that. And as a fan, you know, would I be hurt if he went back to University of Tennessee? No. But this was just the best overall decision for him and his family, and a lot of support from the UT coaching staff, because they, you know, obviously were involved. And it just boils down to what's in his best interest. And it was his best interest to go ahead and go while you're hot, because if you're a lottery pick in that area, you have to go. So, I mean, it just makes sense.
Mark, thank you so much for coming on today. You've been a great friend for a long time, and I owe you one. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad that he was on you guys' show. That's really cool that Nashville, first interview going into the draft, was with you, George. So, congratulations.
Appreciate it. We'll go to the break on that at 2:41. When we come back, a Masters update. Then we'll discuss a few other things going on. You're listening to WNSR.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price, too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a...
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. It's not like this is a punishing U.S. Open setup, but just in the first round, putting on these greens are like putting on a granite countertop. Birdies are hard to come by, but Brian Harman found a few on the second nine at 13, 15, and 18. Harman, all 5'7", 150 pounds of him, has a share of the lead at 3-under par. Hideki Matsuyama also with a 3-under 69 today, but a former U.S. Open champion isn't far behind.
Webb Simpson played here in the fall, finished sixth. That was his best Masters finish, and he has a par putt here to get in at 2-under. 6 feet, right edge, breaking left, and he got it. Good up and down for Webb Simpson to round of 70.
Brian Katrick with the call on SiriusXM. Simpson, Will Zalatoris, Christian Bezuidenhout, Patrick Reed, and Shane Lowry are 2-under, one off the lead. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
.49 is the time. Let's maybe a little bit backwards today, but obviously when you get somebody of Keon Johnson's stature on, you're going to get him on whenever you can. Couple of notes here. Former Miami wing Earl Timberlake, considered one of the top college basketball transfers this spring, has committed to play at the University of Memphis next season. Terry, I believe the expectations down there will be through the roof based on the way they closed the season.
Yeah, they kind of ripped through the NIT and showed that they should have been an NCAA tournament team and got overlooked by the committee. I'm with you. I think there are going to be very high expectations for Penny Hardaway's team next season.
That team played some D, Jack, at the end.
Yes, it did, and that's a good way to cap a season. But how about Jerry Stackhouse and Vanderbilt hitting the recruiting trails, inking two huge monster recruits out of Dallas, Lee Dort and Noah Shelby, 4- and 5-star players. They finally get a center. So Jerry Stackhouse is proving to those people who said, you know what, Stack can't get out and recruit. He's proven those guys wrong with an excellent class so far. I believe it's top 15 in the nation, third in the SEC. And now it's to the transfer portal.
Chris Lee reporting that Vanderbilt, in no uncertain terms, will be submitting a bid for both the regional and presumably a super regional in baseball, which they absolutely have to do, given the fact that they have won 2 national titles in recent years. Mick Cronin got a 2-year contract extension that will now pay him $4 million a year. They should kiss his you-know-what once a day and twice on Sunday, Terry, to get that UCLA team to the Final Four and really should have been in the championship game. Unbelievable job.
Great job of coaching. It'll be interesting to see what comes back and what they lose off of that team going into next season, but certainly a fantastic job by Cronin to get that done.
That's a run we'll remember for a long time, and unfortunately, it ended with a banked in 3 from Jalen Suggs, but man, for Cronin to get those guys that deep, it's good to see UCLA back on top, you know?
Man, it's been a while. If that shot doesn't go, who wins in double OT?
It's hard to bet against Gonzaga, you know, any way you slice it.
Unless it's Baylor.
Unless it's Baylor, yeah.
And then Baylor just looked at him and said, "We're your daddy." By the way, Preds are in Detroit tonight. They continue to flat out get it done. I didn't think they were going to win Tuesday night. They tied it with 4 minutes left, one in a shootout, and one pretty convincingly in the shootout. What they could really use tonight, if you're a Preds fan, is for Dallas to get a number done on Chicago. And that game is on the NBC Sports Network tonight, and I might be paying a little bit of attention to that.
Preds have won 10 of 12, and they're getting it done against Detroit. We talked about how tight this division is. You have to be able to get points against Detroit. They're 3-0 on the season, look to move to 4-0. And, yeah, getting some separation from Chicago would be very welcome coming in down the stretch where the Preds have a difficult schedule.
And news out of Indy that it looks like Julian Edelman will not play next year because of chronic knee issues. That is a bad, bad story for a team that's trying to get back to the glory days. And if they were going to do it next year, they needed him. Anyway, that's a little bit of what we've got going on in the world of sports. Mark McGee will join us to start the 3 o'clock hour. You will hear Glorious, because I'm in the mood to hear it over and over and over, on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That, paired with a cup of coffee, is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Five State Forecast.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. Be mindful there is a flood advisory in effect. Sunny this afternoon with a high near 78, clear tonight and 54. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, warmer near 80. Mostly clear tomorrow night and 57. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jules Marie.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
In the 3 o'clock hour, Mark McGee will join us to talk about the surging Preds and their playoff possibilities. We will relive one of the great sports moments in the history of our country. It happened 47 years ago today. Hank Aaron, number 715. And we got a few other things to talk about as well. It will be an action-packed 3 o'clock hour. I ask that you stick around, stay with us. You're listening to WNSR, which is Nashville's sports radio.
PDQ Franksboro.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Minneapolis, jurors in Derek Chauvin's murder trial heard from a prosecution witness and pulmonary expert. Dr. Martin Tobin testified that George Floyd died from lack of oxygen due to the former officer's actions. The trial is raising security concerns beyond the city of Minneapolis.
This is Aaron Katursky. The trial of Derek Chauvin could be used to further the agendas of the country's foreign adversaries and domestic extremists. A Department of Homeland Security bulletin obtained by ABC News said anarchists and white supremacists may attempt to exploit activities and events surrounding the legal proceeding, and violence could occur with little or no warning. The bulletin also warned that foreign terror groups may seek to sow discord by portraying Chauvin's trial as evidence of a racist and divided American public.
President Biden, using his executive powers to take on gun violence, signing actions to tighten regulations on homemade guns and provide prevention resources to communities. This is ABC News.
This is your HelloFresh mini break. There will be no grocery store crowds today or figuring out what's in the fridge. You already chose from over 25 chef-created recipes this week. There will be a HelloFresh box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become restaurant-quality meals. And giving yourself a break is back on the table.
Go to HelloFresh.com/news12 and use code news12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/news12, code news12.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. question. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
3 o'clock hour, we welcome all of you back on this Thursday afternoon, where the Predators are playing ball tonight.
Glorious! No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
Our man Mark McGee joins us for his weekly visit. Mark, I guess I'm even more amazed at what's going on, given the injury list that they're dealing with right now.
Well, it's huge. You've got right now, Arvidsson's back tonight, as late word is. So he'll be back in the lineup tonight. So he'll be on the line with Tolvanen and Johansson. So right now you've got Matt Duchene, Dante Fabro, Philip Forsberg, Ryan Ellis, Alexander Carrier, and Brad Richardson all out right now. So list. I'm not sure. I may be missing somebody, but I think that's about right.
Mark, has this become almost addition by subtraction? I know that sounds ugly, but the young guys have brought a spirit to this very obvious.
Eli Tolvanen especially has. He's been a clutch player. He's had 3 or 4 winning goals during the stretch, and he's been the highest points person during the stretch right now, where they've won the 10 out of 12. He's kind of been the leader from that standpoint. So, he's definitely been a plus. And some of the other younger guys are doing well as well. So you've got a Trennan and is on the line with Matthew Olivier and Colton Sissons. And that's a big line. You've got Trennan at 6'2", Sissons at 6'1", and Olivier at 6'2", and they're kind of forming a real aggressive line. Their aggressiveness has really showed through. A lot of people said there was a lack of a forecheck on the team for a long time, and they've done a lot to take care of that on that line. And Olivier and Trennan are fairly young players, so it's given. These guys are not shying away from being in the spotlight, the new guys, but then it becomes a problem for John Hines. What do you do when some of the big names come back, like Forsberg and Matt Duchene? Forsberg will probably go in that line with Johansson and Tolvanen. But what do you do with Matt Duchene? What do you do with Ryan Ellis? And you want to bring those guys back in because they're big-time players, Fabro. You want to bring those guys in as big-time players, but you don't want to mess up the chemistry you've got right now either. It's a real balancing act that's going to be tough to do.
Well, let me be ugly. Why do you want Matt Duchene? What has he brought to the table in a year and a half?
I kind of expected to hear that. So, yeah, I mean, I think Matt Duchene's days are numbered. I think I can see him. I see either him or Johansson being a Seattle Kraken come expansion draft in July. I think one of the two will definitely be in that group. So, and there's been a lot of talk about trading situations. I kind of anticipate that a little bit. What does David Poile do now? He said today that, that he doesn't expect it to be a really hot trading market because of a number of things. But, if the Predators are a seller, they're going to be a very light seller. But I think they could also wind up being a stay-put type team as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't think Matthias Ekholm's going to go like a lot of people expected. I think if they get rid of him, it'll be in the off season. And I think the same thing with Philip Forsberg. I think if they if they really want to get a good return for Forsberg, I think they'll have to wait till the offseason to do that.
Do you think there is a scenario where somebody who really doesn't play a big role here anymore is going to get shipped?
Well, there's a couple of guys that have got contracts that are running out. Luke Kunin, his contract's gone, is over. Dante Fabbro, I think his is over with, I believe, as well. And then Granlin. I'm sorry. Kunin, it's Hula, Granlin, and Cousins. All three have contracts that are expiring. Granlin, Cousins, and Hula. So I think any of those. I think Granlin could still go, and I think Cousins and Hula would be part of that light seller situation because all three of them have expiring contracts right now. So.
Okay, so Detroit tonight. I kind of felt like they stole one Tuesday night, but Gee, then I kind of say to myself, well, that's the way it's going to have to be to get in.
Well, I think so. And, you know, Detroit's hard to figure out right now. I mean, they just demolished Tampa Bay the other day at Tampa. And, you know, so, but, you know, this is the last game of the Detroit series for the season. The Predators come in winning 10 of their last 12, but they're 5-2 against Detroit this year. So they really need these points. I mean, they're in the driver's seat right now, despite all the injuries and everything else that's going on. They are definitely in the driver's seat right now, but they need to win this game because, like I said, this will be the last time they play Detroit. And you know, and Detroit's been it's produced 10 points for them. So. So we'll see how this how this goes tonight. But I think with Arvidsson coming back will be a big plus. A lot of people were worried he might be a week to week player like some of the others have been, or put on injury reserve because it was an upper body injury. Nobody really knew exactly what was going on with it. So it's good to have him back in there. That was a good sign. So
Terry, say hello to Mark McGee as we talk a little Predator playoff push.
Mark, how are you?
Hey, Terry, what's going on?
Well, not a lot, but there is a lot going on with the Preds. And, you know, a month or so ago, before this nice little run that they made to get themselves into serious playoff contention, you know, there were still people talking about the ills of the power play, why it wasn't working, you know, the problems that they've had over the last two seasons. In your opinion, is it some of the players that they've worked in now on the power play? Is it just that they've had a better strategy of execute, or are they just executing better? What's been the key that they've been able to fix the power play lately?
Well, I think if you point to one thing, it's probably Tolvanen. Tolvanen's been a really, really strong player on the power play for them. I think he's really helped elevate the power play for them. So I think that's the one, and Tolvanen has made the rest of the team, you know, I think, step up a little bit too. But he's really been the bell cow as far as the power play right now. I think that's one of the reasons it's doing so well.
Do you think they were surprised a little bit by that? I mean, such a young guy coming in and being the spark on the power play like that?
Well, he came in. I mean, the anticipation for him has been great. I mean, he in the KHL. He broke all kinds of records as a rookie for rookies, and came into Nashville and just really with high hopes, and just nothing was happening. And this year he starts out pretty slow as well in Nashville. Everybody's been like, "Is this guy ever going to step up?" Well, he has. He's finally stepped up. He's got a great wrist shot. He does sometimes forget that he's not on a large ice surface like the KHL has, and he kind of flies around too much instead of just playing a disciplined game at times, but his wrist shot's a killer, and that's been a big plus for him. But I think they were waiting for this to happen. I don't know that they're surprised, but I think it was like about time it happened because there was so much hype about him coming in. So I think that's a definite. I think you point to him. One player can make a difference, but he definitely has, I think.
Okay. At the risk of jinxing this, and no, we're not jinxing this, but if the Predators are able to continue this and they get into the playoffs, who is the team that you feel like that they could face in the first round that would be the best possible matchup for them, and who do you feel like they need to stay away from?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, well, I think Tampa's who they'll probably play in the first round.
Yeah, but have you looked lately, Mark?
Tampa Bay's not playing very well lately.
They're third right now. Florida is now in the one hole.
Yeah, but I think Tampa will wind up being up near the top. I think they'll come back, but they're not playing well right now. But I think that probably – I think I'd want to stay away from Florida because they have been hot. Right now, but I think definitely Tampa's. I would be surprised if they don't play Tampa in the first round. So, with the way there seems to be the predictions right now going on, so I think Tampa will come back. They've got a great team, and I think that they're maybe one of the top two teams or so in the league. So, I think that they'll come back and be strong at the end. So, but I think that but Carolina gives the Predators a lot of problems. So I don't know if I want to play Carolina either, so I know it's really not completely answering your question. But any of those three is going to be a tough challenge this day and time. But Tampa's shown they could be vulnerable, and Carolina, you know, may be as good as Tampa right now. So it's hard to really say what to do. Of course, Florida's been up and down from the first spot to the third spot. So it'll be interesting to see who gets high at the end and finishes at the top of the division. So. A lot of people are wondering, can the Predators keep this going? You know,
Terry, I got time for one more question, and Guy, I need a pretty quick answer. Then we're going to go to a Masters update, and then, Mark, I'll bring you back up after the break.
Okay.
Go, Terry.
Okay. All right, Mark, you talked a little bit about Forsberg and all, and how that he was out for a while, injured and all, and other guys that stepped up. Do you see guys that are injured having to take maybe a little lesser role when they come back because these other guys have played so well?
Well, it's kind of like I was saying earlier on. I don't know how you want to mess with the chemistry of the team right now, because they are winning. They're playing consistently. They're playing aggressive. They're playing a little bit tougher and have a stronger forecheck than they've had. Everything's going well for them right now. But you can't sit a Ryan Ellis for a long period of time in the game, or a Philip Forsberg. You've got to put them in there. I see DeShane maybe being an afterthought to some extent, but I think you've got to put Forsberg and Ellis back in there and have them play big minutes. I think you have to have that once they get back. Ellis is several weeks away. He might so I don't know that they ever get him back as far as the regular season goes, maybe in the playoffs. But Forsberg, they listed him now as day-to-day, so he could come back at any time.
Mark Guy talking Nashville Predators. We'll bring him back up in a little while. That music means, day one of the Masters down at Augusta National. I'll admit, I've never been there, and I would like to go someday. It looks beautiful. It's also a little weird if you think about it. We've had two different Masters in about, 5 months? But that's what COVID has done. So let's take it down to Augusta, see what's going on.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Hideki Matsuyama and Brian Harman in the clubhouse with the lead at 3-under as the first round continues. Harman, the former Georgia Bulldog, in his third Masters and first since 2018 when he tied for 44th. The guy who won the green jacket in 2018, trying to finish strong today.
With Patrick Reed putting from behind the 17th, he's back left. That's an up and over a ridge. Now it's very fast down to the hole, moving from left to right. He likes it, and he should, and a little fist pump as he pours that home. Patrick Reed gets to 3-under par with a bomb here at 17.
About 30 feet on that birdie. John McGinnis, the call on SiriusXM. Reed with birdies, in fact, at 16 and 17, but he closes with a bogey at 18, so 2-under par 70 for Reed. He is one off the lead. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together. I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast throughout the afternoon. Mostly sunny and gusty winds up to 25 miles per hour. Temperatures mid-70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows in the mid-50s and a 30% chance of showers on Friday. Temps near 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Truthfully, 3 to 4 weeks ago, the Predators were dead. Absolutely dead. And I was kind of one of their grave diggers. I absolutely wasn't buying anything about what was going on with that team. And all of a sudden, they have found something that we never saw coming. And today, and it's been this way now for over a week, they would be the fourth team in the division in the playoffs. With that in mind, Mark McGee joining us for his weekly Preds visit. Jack, what do you got for him?
Mark, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you whether or not this season kind of reminds you of what the Blues did in 2019, where they were the last place team in the NHL in January, in a full season, in a normal season. January is pretty late to dig yourselves out of a last place hole. Well, the Preds look early. The Preds look dead early on. George admits to have declared them dead.
Bigger.
But do you see any similarities between these two teams? Because they've both got hot goaltenders, they've got young, hungry guys, and they have a few veterans who've been to the playoffs and have the experience to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, Jack, I agree with you 100%. And I've always been kind of a Blues fan. I grew up listening to Blues on KMOX while I did my homework in high school. And it's a very similar situation. And we talked earlier that the team, especially with this compressed season, if the team got hot, it was going to make a big difference. And that's what's made the big difference right now. I think there's 16 games left for the Predators, so the season's winding down. But, it's a very similar situation, I think, to what the Blues were like in 2019.
And like Jordan Binnington that year, UC Saros and Pekka-Rinne have stepped up in the net. Some nights it seems like there's no holes to get pucks by. What do you make of kind of how those guys, who both started slow this season, have turned around, right, turned their seasons around?
Well, Saros, you remember last year, he also came on strong toward the end of the season before. So that seems to be a trend for him to some extent, but he is playing really solid. And, from that standpoint, Rene's always been good. He just has been, lately he's been inconsistent. So I think we talked about consistency earlier. The consistency is going through everything, especially the goaltending. And goaltending is a little bit of luck as well. And Saros has handled, I think he handled over 50 shots of the night. I mean, he's handling a lot of shots and he's handling them well right now. So, he's in the zone. And that's great for this standpoint. Yeah, goaltending, a lot of people think goaltending, there's other things around, but goaltending can take you a long way. Right now, these guys are doing a great job with it.
And what sets this team apart from some of the great teams in years past that the Preds have had is that they have a capable special teams. I mean, all of a sudden, Preds fans a couple seasons ago would have done very illegal things to have a power play that is ranked 15th, which is where the Preds stand today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, the power play, when I was talking to Terry, I mean, I think Tolvin is the primary reason this power play has picked up the way it has. But also the team has played more aggressive, which has made the penalty kill more effective. And so I think both things are combining from that standpoint. They're a much more aggressive team right now than they were. So I think that makes a big difference. I know what really spurred that on. But I think once they got started here, everybody was talking about what they need to do, and I think finally the guys decided, okay, we got to do it instead of talking about it. And like I said, they play much more aggressive, much more tougher physically than they were playing, and that's making a difference for them.
And it sounds like that Forsberg and Duchesne are getting closer. You mentioned Arvidsson's back tonight.
Right.
The trade deadline, which is just 4 days away. I mean, you would think that, you know, the Preds might try and make a run at some guys, but what you have in house, you're kind of adding a few superstars that you haven't been able to work with over the last couple of months in house. So bringing in even more people to kind of mesh this thing together would seem to be a tricky process, right?
Right. I think if they're sellers, they're going to be light sellers, like I said earlier, and I think it'll be light sellers the best. And I think maybe a Granlund could go. Or someone who's got a contract that's probably going to end, but a lot of people are talking about Ekholm being traded or Forsberg being traded. If they get traded from to start a rebuild situation, I don't think they get traded till the off season. I don't think they will trade them now. And like I said, I think DeShane or Johansson one will wind up going to the Kraken as in the expansion draft. So I don't know that. I mean, best thing for David Fuller might be right now to stand pat. But you know, I think what will happen. Let's see what happens in the next 4 days from that standpoint. So like I said, yeah, Forsberg's day to day, and I think DeShane's close to being day to day. So so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. So. I don't see them making a big, huge trade of any sort coming up. I think right, unless things change drastically in the next 4 days, I don't think they're making any big changes right now. I think they pretty much stay where they are.
I'm with you on that. Now, before this stretch of 10 of 12 wins, in a 12-game stretch, I think things were looking a little differently. However, now I don't think you can afford to lose. Really the biggest piece outside of Josi, you know, on the blue line in Ekholm. There's 16 games left in the season. The Preds are 2 points clear of the Blackhawks for that last playoff spot in the Central Division.
And tiebreaker.
And hold the tiebreaker. What has to go right for the Predators to make the playoffs, whether it's the four spot or, hey, maybe they get really hot in a team, you know, the Panthers, the Lightning, or the Hurricanes get cold. What has to happen for the Preds to secure that last spot?
They've just got to keep on playing what they're playing. I mean, like I said, there's 16 games left in the regular season for them. And some teams have more games left in hand. So, but I think they've got to win as many games as they can. I mean, this sounds like kind of trite and simple, but you know, they just got to keep on winning. And right now, they're in the driver's seat. The way they're playing, you know, and a lot of people talk about their teams really peaking close to the playoff time. Now, they may be a little early in their peak from that standpoint, but they just keep this level going. That's going to be the big key for them right now. This is as far as getting as far as wind up with the playoff situation. So I think that, and a lot of it might change with personnel, other teams that might make trades or something on the trade deadline situation. But as I said earlier, Paul doesn't think it's going to be a big trade market at all. He says it's awfully quiet out there right now. So from that standpoint, so. But, yeah, I think they just got to keep on doing what they're doing. I mean, you know, just win as many games as they can.
Yeah, and the real answer is they got to mop up on people like Detroit when they get that, and they
exactly.
have.
And they've done that, but after this, they can't mop up on Detroit.
Mm-mm. Nope.
This is the last game in the series.
Appreciate it as always. Great stuff. Let's see them get a win tonight.
Thank you. The Masters you need to go to, George.
I know. You've been?
I've been twice on Thursday.
Yeah, you lucky dog.
I had a connection that the guy who lives down there that got me their family tickets on Thursday a couple times. So.
Yeah, work that out for me.
It was a great experience. I can't get from her anymore. So it was a great time when I got to go. So, all right, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Talk to you. That would be something. So that's not the only big thing that is going on in Georgia. It's hard for me to believe it was 47 years ago tonight. It was a Monday night, and I remember all of this like it was yesterday because it's my childhood. You can call it what you want, but it's Hank Aaron's 715th homer. He had hit number 714 on opening day in Cincinnati. It was also the first game of the legendary Reds play-by-play voice Marty Brenneman. But anyway, what ended up happening was that the Braves elected to sit Aaron for game two of the series in Cincinnati, which then had Bowie Kuhn order them to play him on Sunday at Riverfront against the Reds, and he wanted no part of that. So they come home for the beginning of a long homestand, a team that was not very good, a team that had been really pretty laughable around the Southeast, and this was the one thing the Atlanta Braves had to hang their hat on. Here is their former play-by-play voice and his call. You've heard it a million times. The late, great Hall of Famer, Milo Hamilton.
He's sitting on 714.
Here's the pitch by Downing.
Here's the
swinging
pitch by Downing. Swinging.
There's a drive in the left center
field.
That ball is
going to
be out of here.
It's gone.
It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time. And it's Henry Aaron.
The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd. The sellout crowd is cheering.
So, was I on while I was doing that in the background? Shame on you. That was not supposed to happen.
I thought it was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Proved that you cared about it.
Man, I have heard that thing so many times. But then, Terry, there were a couple of other calls, and we're going to hear one of those. Kurt Gowdy on NBC had a call, and we're not going to play that one. But the legendary Los Angeles Dodger play-by-play voice, Vin Scully, was behind the mic on Dodger Radio. And let's listen to how he called it.
All right.
A standing ovation for Henry Aaron. So the confrontation for the second time. Aaron walked in the second inning. He means the tying run at the plate now. So we'll see what Downing does. Al at the belt delivers, and he's low, ball one. And that just adds to the pressure. The crowd booing. Downing has to ignore the sound effects and stay a professional and pitch his game. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. Moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron, who was met at home plate not only by every member of the Braves, but by his father and mother.
So there are a couple of things when you see this highlight tonight, take a look at. Number one, the ball was caught by a Braves reliever, Tommy House. Tom House became much better known for becoming, Terry, help me, basically like a quarterback guru?
Yes, a guy who helps quarterbacks with their accuracy and their mechanics. He first started doing that with pitchers, and then he evolved into quarterbacks. I think, didn't he work with Tom Brady?
Absolutely. Yeah. Tom House became, and by the way, that year had a pretty darn good year. It was almost like that catch inspired him, and he was allowed the opportunity to go hand the ball to Hank Aaron, which had to be an incredibly emotional moment. Jack, what's the other big thing that happened at home plate?
Craig Sager was there. The late, great Craig Sager.
Yeah.
Somehow made it on the field.
He had a credential that night, and when you watch that this evening, you'll notice that he's wearing like a trench coat.
It's not one of his famed wacky suits.
No, uh-uh.
Man, those things were awesome. He was awesome.
Think about that. How amazing is that? I can see it a little bit here.
Hey, George,
about
that, you know, something that would never happen now. Can you imagine the reaction? Remember when Aaron is rounding second after the home run, there are two fans that run onto the field to congratulate him on their own.
Right.
Can you imagine what security would do now? If
oh, my God.
That happened?
Oh, that they would have. They'd have left there in a body bag. So, anyway, it's a really cool thing. Terry, for me, it is hard to believe that Hank Aaron is gone.
Met him once. He's one of the nicest gentlemen that you would ever want to meet. And, you know, it was especially that all the more amazing given all that he was able to accomplish as a player and as a man.
I got a chance to emcee a banquet where he was the featured speaker here. Here's the other thing that a lot of people didn't know. And when I put this out months ago, it shocked people. Hank Aaron was sort of a very quiet Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, and he sat in the dog pound. Not a lot of people knew it, but he told people that that was sort of his escape, in particular as he's going through this chase, that he would fly into Cleveland the day of the game and sit in that dog pound.
That's amazing. I mean, you would never think that the man who was baseball's all-time home run king for so many years and really still the legitimate home run king, in my mind, would, you know, be so, I guess, incognito in a way that he would be there among Browns fans and really nobody knew a lot about it.
Terry, real quickly, and we may get back to this after our final Masters update, thrilled to see that Jim Schwartz, who I have all the respect in the world for, got hired yesterday on the Titans staff. I just think that is a massive home run.
Oh, I do too. I think that if he's going to be able to lend some levity, bring in some fresh ideas for a Titans defense that desperately needs a boost, not only personnel-wise, but I think coaching and system-wise.
Jack, the deal was that Jim had kept, I think he had kept a house here and really wanted to get back here. I can remember talking to him a couple of times about it in recent years. If you look at that Philly team this year, man, did they play hard for him. Think of some of the games where they weren't getting a lot done offensively, struggling with Carson Wentz. Man, did they play hard for him.
Yeah, and he is a good guy for Bowen to lean on, you know. I mean, Bowen's going to have all the pressure in the world on him, a bunch of new guys coming in. And some old guys staying there who didn't really perform last year. So it's good to have a guy like Schwartz, who has been a defensive coordinator for the last two decades, spending 7 years in Tennessee from 2001 to 2008. He's a hell of a personality. He just is. So a part of me is excited that Bowen has another guy to lean on. Another part of me thinks, are there too many cooks in the kitchen? Because once Schwartz gets in there and gets comfortable, I feel like, you know, he's going to want to pull a couple strings himself.
Well, I'll say this. Of all the years that I did the John McClain dinners for the Charles Davis Foundation, he had as funny a story for all the great stuff that I got to hear over that 10-year period, probably 30 of those things, that raised an extra $750,000 to $1 million for the Charles Davis Foundation. Jim Schwartz had as funny a story as has ever been. After the Masters update, I'll try to tell you what it was. Stick around. You're listening to WNSR.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Ridge Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Daisy sheds like crazy.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats just coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
Dynavite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-break in radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Sea, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio WNSR.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
So, Terry, here is the story. I got about a minute to try to squeeze this in. Schwartz tells the story that he was at a charity event, and at the charity event, apparently, there would be a youngster who was, I guess you would use the word, underprivileged, who would be at the table. Jim decides he's going to do something really solid, and he is going to pay $2,500 to buy what he thinks is the underprivileged kid at his table a guitar, I believe it was. So he gives the kid the guitar, and the kid seems, you know, overwhelmed and overjoyed, until the banquet is over and Schwartz finds out that this kid is not underprivileged. He comes from a very well-to-do family, and Schwartz was pissed.
That's good.
Could you imagine, man, you were telling
you
me
you had to be there.
You did have to be there. But
he did it better than I did.
It's a classic mix-up.
Oh, yeah. He did it better than I did. Let's sort of put it that way. So, throughout these, both yesterday and today, we've wanted to let you know exactly what's going on with the Masters, and we're thrilled to be able to present these various reports, which are sponsored by Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee. Call and book a tee time today at 615-847-5074. When I think of this music, I always think of a word that I really don't know what the hell it means, undulating. They use that in golf a lot, but where I play, not a lot of undulating going on. Let's go to Augusta.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Working through the first round, and Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama are in the clubhouse at 3 under par. Justin Rose trying to join them. He lasered his tee shot at the par 3 12th, 6 feet from the hole.
Now, just a right lip putt up the hill for Justin Rose. He strokes that up the hill to the hole, takes a step and grabs it out. He's at 3 under par and has 2 par 5s left to go. Justin Rose is on a heater.
Yes, with an eagle at 8, a birdie at 9, a birdie at 10, a birdie at 12. John McGinnis with the call on Sirius XM. So it's Rose, Harmon, and Matsuyama at 3 under. Will Zalatoris, Webb Simpson, Christian Bezuidenhout, and Patrick Reed 2 under, 1 back. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Yeah.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, mostly sunny and gusty winds up to 25 miles per hour. Temperatures mid-70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows in the mid-50s at a 30% chance of showers on Friday. Temps near 80. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at George Plaster TN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
3:53 is the time. First of all, our thanks to Keon Johnson, who joined us earlier today. Young man who's made the decision to declare for the NBA draft, and I think it was the right decision. I don't think he really had any decision to make. When you start looking at that kind of money, it's just amazing. To think that you would ever say no to it. So this has also been a day where we've played a couple of taped things. The legendary calls of Milo Hamilton and Vin Scully from 47 years ago tonight of Hank Aaron hitting home run number 715. It is a little shocking to me that Hank Aaron is now gone. That kind of hit home earlier today. I think most of you who have listened to me over 25, 30 years, this is not exactly a this just in, that I love the game of baseball. I always have and I always will. It's a wonderful game. I believe, these are just opinions of mine. St. Louis is, in my opinion, the best baseball city in America. I've always thought that. Other people will argue it. But I think St. Louis is right up there and can stack with any of them. Number two, for all of the pub that Vin Scully gets, and it's well-deserved, Vin Scully was an incredible announcer. Personally, I believe Jack Buck, the play-by-play voice of the Cardinals forever and ever and ever, was the best radio play-by-play voice I have ever heard. When he got excited, he cranked it up like no announcer I have ever heard. So I want you to listen. This is a hype video and audio that the Cardinals put out earlier today. And David Freese, who was the World Series hero in St. Louis in 2011, he's a St. Louis kid, grew up there. I got to go to Game 1. Kevin Stallings and I went to Game 1 of that World Series. We had the best seats in the house. We sat right behind home plate. And David Freese ended up being that World Series hero. He is the narrator of about a two-minute hype video and audio that I think is one of the best I've ever heard. Listen in.
What does opening day mean to a kid from St. Louis?
Nothing like it. Welcome to opening day.
It's the excitement you feel on that walk up to Busch Stadium. It's the familiar sound of Shannon, Rooney, or Danny Mac all summer, all the time.
Get up, baby! Get up! Get up!
It. It's over.
It's pretending you were Ozzie or Willie in the backyard.
What a catch he made, Willie McGee.
It's picking out your favorite Cardinal shirt for a night out. It's that family feeling you get in the sea of red. What does opening day in St. Louis mean to a player? It means hearing your name and climbing out of that Ford truck. It means shaking hands with Cardinals legends and remembering the moments they were a part of.
Smith corks one into right down the line.
The most important opening day of Busch Stadium means now it's your turn.
Carlson, a drive, grand slammer!
Your turn to wear the birds on the back.
Arenado with a drive, out to deep left, and his first as a Cardinal.
Your turn for the car ride, the curtain call, the walk-off celebrations.
And the Cardinals have won Game 4!
Your turn to provide the moments that define summers in St. Louis.
Goldschmidt with a drive, and let's go home.
And when you play for the Cardinals, it's your turn to create the memories that become immortalized in October.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Now it's time for a new beginning. New players, new moments, and new expectations. It's time to fly.
That is pretty doggone good. Do you know the significance of "We will see you tomorrow night"?
Yeah, it's David Freeze's home run in the World Series.
Oh, it's way before that.
Really?
Yeah, you ready?
Go.
Put this one in. This is a history lesson. So when you heard that, "We will see you tomorrow night," that's Joe Buck who says that. And that's in 2011 when Freeze hit the monster blast that got it to Game 7.
That was against the Rangers.
Right. But one of the most iconic baseball calls ever was Jack Buck when Kirby Puckett took Charlie Liebrandt deep in Game 6 in extra innings to force Game 7 between the Braves and the Twins. Jack Buck's call on CBS television, "We will see you tomorrow night."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Baseball is poetic like that.
Yeah. And then there's one more from the great Bob Costas. The team of the 90s has its world championship. Don't you ever forget it, Terry.
It's the team of the 2020s,
George,
Terry.
George. How many world championships did the Braves win in the 90s?
I believe one.
How many did the New York Yankees win in the 90s?
Who the hell cares?
I believe three.
Terry, because of that, you will not be on with us tomorrow.
Well, I wasn't going to be on anyway.
Hey, was that not a pretty good deal, though, that Freeze did?
Oh, absolutely. I loved it.
That was well done. Listen, talk to you here soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Johnny Ballpark Franks is coming up next.